Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Sal coming up. Your phone call's coming up too. It is Bills Football Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Sal is going to join us on the Western Hotline, brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it is the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Could use a couple cases right now. Sal, good morning. We have to start with Arrow Downs. It's been a while. How you doing?
Pretty good, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good. What was the biggest problem? What got to you as like the biggest problem you took away from last night's game?
I don't know if there's a biggest one. I just think that the entire, I think both sides of the ball you could look at, they really struggled on offense in a lot of areas, in a lot of ways. And they compounded the fact of, you know, they compounded it by the receivers not getting separation. I don't think Josh Allen saw the field very well most of the first. I think he started to figure it out a little more in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, decision making when it came to some critical times, you guys have been talking about it all morning. But defensively, too. I mean, they had absolutely no answer for Travis Kelce. Second half for Tyreek Hill. You know, it didn't seem like they had a good enough game plan to combat those guys. But, you know, I guess thinking about it overall, it's just that there was more of a gap, I guess, between the Chiefs and Bills than I thought there was. I'm sure, and a lot of it is that they just didn't play that great. It could have been a closer game. But, you know, you walk away thinking, man, that's just how are you going to beat that team? There's still a mountain to climb there.
You know, we were talking about the field goal attempts on fourth down, and, you know, you made an interesting point. I mean, it didn't start well for Josh Allen, and then that's another part of the frustration of the two field goal attempts inside the 10. That drive before halftime, and then their first possession of the third, where both of them end up with the field goal attempts inside the 10, those were two of their better drives. Josh looked good on that final drive before the half. He's throwing the ball. He's getting it to his playmakers. The passing game's working a little bit. They're moving it downfield. Same deal on the Bills' first drive of the third quarter, Sal. The passing game looks like maybe it's beginning to come around a little bit, and then both drives, they decide to go for the field goals at the end.
Yeah, and look, I'm with you guys. Like, I agree that there should have been different decisions in those. I also think that many people are focusing way too much on those things as the reason they lost. They couldn't stop Travis Kelce. They couldn't stop Tyreek Hill, and their wide receivers couldn't get open. And I know I agree with you, Howard. You go down swinging, and in that game, you should make it. And Sean McDermott admitted after the game, I think that, you know, at least one of them, he said, you know, he has to go back and look, and at least in one of them, you know, he probably should have, you know, gone for it. There's also no guarantee you make it. You know, I mean, I think a lot of times when we talk about fourth downs, there's he should have gone for the touchdown because in many people's minds, you're going to get it. That's not the case. So I'm not defending it at all. I just think I think people focused on that being the reason they lost. That is not the reason they lost. It could have helped. I don't think it gave them as good of a chance to win. It didn't maximize their opportunity to win. They lost the game because they did not play well on either side of the ball.
Yeah, and for me, Sal, that's a little more where I am. In the offense, you know, the field goals are frustrating, but the biggest frustration is that the offense we had seen and kind of believed to be one that could go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs in two games didn't. I mean, they had maybe their two worst offensive games against Kansas City, and that's not a defense that really does that to too many opponents. So what about the matchup specifically that you see makes it so? Like, why did the Bills struggle against the Chiefs defense more than maybe more than anybody?
Well, I thought they had a different game plan this time, first of all, Jer. You know, the first game plan, the Chiefs did a really good job of, they mixed in some of what they did last time with this time. The first time, they played that softer zone. They said, you're not going to beat us. You're going to have to work for everything. And I thought the Bills kind of were trying to, you know, fit square pegs into round holes and back in that week six game, so to speak. You know what I think they did in this game? I think they saw what the Ravens did against the Bills. The Ravens did the same thing. They got up in their faces and they blanketed them. Then they said, you're just not going to beat us man to man. We don't think that your receivers can get open. And it's funny because earlier this year, Bills receivers were just crushing man-to-man defenses, and they had an answer every time. So teams went, okay, we're going to have to play zone, started to figure that out. But I think that as the season went on, maybe – and I'll have to go back and look maybe even, you know, against the Colts or whatever, in other games maybe they struggle, but especially the last 2 weeks, it's the physicality. It was getting up on them. It was covering them off the line of scrimmage. And then Josh having to move off of different things and looking. The other thing they did, though, which they did take away from the they did in both games – they disguised their defenses really well until late in the clock. And even Josh said that after the game. And they would show a blitz, Josh would audible, and then they'd go back to something. And then, you know, there's no time in the clock for him to change again. And Murph made a great point during the broadcast, which is it seemed like, you know, what they needed to do, maybe it was Tasker, what they needed to do sometimes was just call the play and run the play. And it seemed like there was, to me and to us, I think, it seemed like there was a little bit of a, okay, we're going to do this because you're doing that. Oh, then you're going to change this. And way too much thinking pre-snap instead of just going and doing what you do, if that makes sense. I think the Chiefs did a really good job of forcing the Bills to have to overthink it.
With regard to the man-to-man stuff, Sal, could that be a function of the Bills receivers not playing at 100%? Like Beasley's
yes.
recently injured and Brown recently yes. injured. And I mean, Diggs is on the injury report a little bit here and there with that oblique. Is that it? That they the guys that beat man all the time, maybe not at 100%.
Yes, I believe it is. If I'm on the other side I'm looking over there and I'm like, okay, John Brown just hasn't been himself the second half of the year. We know he's been on, he was injured for a while. You know, the last time they played, same situation. John Brown just couldn't move, basically. Beasley, you know, he hurt his knee against New England. He's been on the injury report since then. They come into the game with Gabriel Davis, basically, you know, being hobbled. There was a question if he'd even play. He winds up playing in the game. And I don't think Stephon Diggs is known necessarily. He's a really good route runner. We know that. But, you know, it's not like he's a super physical guy. So I absolutely think that's part of it, Jeremy. It's not that they necessarily can't. I think they were in a situation where it was more difficult for them to do it. So, look, the Chiefs are a very well-coached team. The Bills got out-coached in the game, I think, on a few different levels and a few different scenarios. But I think that was one of them, where they just basically did a lot of things to make the Bills overthink at the line of scrimmage. And when it ultimately came down to actually, once the ball was snapped, I thought they got physical across the board with the wide receivers and didn't allow them to really have much space. And Josh tried at times to do a little too much. I just didn't think I don't think he saw the field never. All that well once that was going on.
Yeah, never comfortable. And, you know, Sal, the other thing is, so they're locking down the receivers and kind of funneling the ball from Allen to Dawson Knox and the running backs, right? That's probably what Kansas City wanted to do, was funnel the ball to Dawson Knox and the running backs. Mm-hmm. And I just think with those specific players, you know, Knox is an interesting guy. We talk about him plenty. He made some catches yesterday. Do they need an upgrade at tight end? Do they need an upgrade at running back? You know, I guess the answer or the question is, what's the answer for that, for what Kansas City did to them?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do they need upgrades? Sure, maybe. I think Dawson Knox is a fine player, but of course he's a little too inconsistent. I think we all recognize that fact. I think the answer, Jeremy, is they need more speed at both positions. I think that's the answer. You know, Devin Singletary, that drop was big. I mean, huge. I wrote about it. It was 2nd and 7. He gets the first down over midfield. You have the ball. You have first down inside Chiefs territory in the second quarter with the lead. Instead, they punt it back, and 3 plays later, the Chiefs are in the end zone, and now the game has totally swung. They put T.J. Yeldon in. Yeldon had a nice game. He's one of the only arrows up that I gave. But I think what showed up yesterday was something we've talked about a lot, but it really didn't come into play. People talk about the lack of running game. What's the lack of running game for the Bills? They ran the ball okay at times. They need more speed, I think, coming out of the backfield. And whether that is running the ball, getting to the second level and being able to pull away, the home run hitter, if you will, and we've talked about that, or someone who can be a better matchup out of the backfield with some speed, and maybe also a tight end, right? I mean, that could be as well. Dawson Knox, like I said, I think he's a nice matchup, but they probably need more speed at both positions.
Sal with us here, and we'll get some calls in too. Of course, Mike in Springville, thanks for holding on, and welcome to Bills Football Monday on WGR. You're on with Sal.
Thank you for taking my call. I was going to talk about the field goal, but in the second half when they got behind, it was, I think it was getting in the fourth quarter, and I thought to myself, did they even know how to run the no huddle? Then they finally did, but they wasted a lot of time in between plays, it seemed to me like. It just seems to me like Josh Allen is good, but he needs someone to teach him to be better. He doesn't have the instincts of Mahomes. I honestly don't think that McDermott and Dable are that good. And it looks like Frazier's gone. I mean, they got out coached. That's about all I can say. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Well, the good news is I don't think anybody has the instincts that Patrick Mahomes has. Josh is part of a rather long list of quarterbacks in the league who can't make the plays and do what Patrick Mahomes does. He's the best player in the game.
We're going to go all of a sudden that the coach and the coordinator aren't good. Come on.
Respectfully to the caller, Mike, I disagree with pretty much everything you said. Number one, they opened the game in the no huddle. They know how to run the no huddle. I do agree, though. I will agree with this. They should have ran it more. There's no doubt. I thought they should have ran it more, and that goes to the point I was saying earlier. Run the play that's called instead of being overthinking everything once you get to the line of scrimmage. All right, number two, Josh Allen just had an MVP-type season. He is really, really good. He did not have a great night for a lot of reasons. Some of that's on him. Some of that is on other things. He has very good instincts. He's also not Patrick Mahomes. We're comparing to the greatest quarterback in the league right now, probably. And Sean McDermott rightfully deserved consideration for Coach of the Year. And it just took this team to the AFC Championship game. And Brian Daboll is a really, really good offensive coordinator. It was not their best night. It is not a time for knee-jerk reaction to say that all these people are not good.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, at some point you have to say, tip your hat to your opponent. They didn't lose like this to the – if they lose like that to the Colts, we have a conversation. They lose like that to the Chiefs, and we say, all right, that's the standard in the league is the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe they win a second Super Bowl in a row. And what do you have to do to get closer to them? I'm glad you mentioned speed in our last question, Sal, because that's the thing I see out of that Kansas City offense that this Bills offense needs more of, is the speed. You know, McKenzie gives that to them. Those McKenzie plays worked really well. You know, more of those, not just last night, but throughout the season, more speed plays and a way to make this offense a little bit faster.
Yeah, look at Hardman, guys. I know Hill and Kelsey were the big guys last night, but what did Hardman have, like a 50-yard run on an end around? They have so many different weapons and a number of fast guys, and Sammy didn't even play last night, but so many speed guys to go to, whether it's wide receivers whether it's pass plays, jet sweeps, whatever you want to call it. They have so much speed on the field. It's very, very difficult to defend, just Hill alone, let alone the other guys.
And flip it around the other way, right? Well, you just had Howard. I mean, you need more speed on defense, too, by the way, if you're going to go against them.
Yeah.
You could probably point to that for the Bills. And one thing we've always talked about is the Bills rely more on a faster, lighter defense, especially up front. But even then, you could see the mismatch in speed between the Chiefs' offense and the Bills' defense. But they do that to everybody. They're a really, really good team. That is part of this. I know that here we are. We analyze this team, and, everybody's down and hurting today. I get it. They also played a team that's better than them and is the team you're going to have to climb and get over. Like, give them, as Jeremy just said, a lot of credit. They're super well coached. They have a lot of talent on the field. There's no shame in losing to the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the hurtful part today is knowing that they didn't give themselves more of a chance to beat them, though, for a lot of reasons, whether it's decision-making or execution. I think that's what hurts today is you really hoped that they would have given themselves more of a punching chance, but it just got away from them too quickly because of things of their own volition.
Get to Brian on Arcade next. You're on Bills Football Monday. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. So, obviously, you had the defensive problems. On offense, I had three observations. I thought, watching the game, too many tight formations. And what I meant by that is we never really got many true four and five wide receiver spreads. So we ran a lot of like what we did against the Colts. So I saw a lot of tight formations without as much space on the field. That second down and three, notably, after you thought Singletary was pulled, he came back in the game. Second and three, you run an I formation. That just got blown up. And then you had the throwaway on third down.
Are you talking about the one near the goal line in the red zone there?
Yeah, I thought that was.
Yeah, me too. I didn't like that. You know what? That play, they come in, they put Lee Smith, and he splits out. It was really weird. That seemed, you know what that is? I'll tell you exactly what that is. That's a play that you see something on film that you say, hey, I'm putting this special play in for a special time, and then when we get there, we're going to do it. And that's when Brian Daboll decided to do it, and it didn't work. I agree with you. I think it just seemed like that was a very odd play, odd formation. But that's what that is. When you see something like that happen, that is specifically put into the game plan to say they saw something they thought could work in that situation, and then boom, they just decided to go to it then, and by hook or by crook, we're going to get this play in. But I didn't like it either.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I thought you guys hit on it. McKenzie, I mean, he has two jet sweeps, two first downs, then he immediately goes to the bench after both plays. I didn't understand that. And then the last one would be Allen and his rollouts. I mean, it got pretty predictable. He constantly rolls out rights, and without those miracle toe drags, I mean, you're just cutting off half your field. I mean, occasionally, I get it, it's his dominant hand, but occasionally can you roll out to the left? Because, I mean, there was a stat years ago, there was that one quarterback who couldn't throw to that side, and it just makes it easier for defenses to keep slanting that way. I just thought he constantly, in addition to holding on to the ball, trying to make something happen, because the receivers weren't getting separation, that constant rollout to the right burns play after play, and it just makes it easier on the defense.
All right, appreciate the call, Brian. Thank you. All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought maybe more Allen runs, too, to be honest. I mean, I was waiting for him to take off more frequently because it was was it their best play?
Well, you know what, Jeremy? I think that's where the fourth down stuff comes into play. I think it's twofold for me. You get to the red zone. The Chiefs had the worst red zone defense in the NFL coming into the game, by the way, in the regular season. And I think part of that is, you know, they're not the, personnel-wise. A lot of times they can't be as match up as big and physical when the ball gets down there. But I thought they should have run more of Josh in those short yardage situations. And maybe you don't even have a fourth down. And if you do have a fourth down, you're going to go for it. Like, that's a play you can turn to because you hadn't really shown it. You know, that would have been a nice design run time. I agree with you. I thought I was looking for a little bit more. Allen ran for 88 yards, and most of it was just on scrambles, you know, when he felt that he had to bail out of the pocket. I would have liked to have seen that. So, yeah, I there's a lot of things we could point to. I know that most of the country and most of Buffalo, and I'm going to field a lot of calls today on the Extra Point Show, is going to be about, you know, field goals over touchdowns or decisions to kick the field goal. And I agree, and I get it, and I think those things were not good decisions. I also think that they're not the reason they lost.
Yeah.
I think it's frustrating because if they make a better decision, if they make a different decision and they score, both things have to happen, by the way. They give themselves a better chance to win, and they didn't maximize their chances to win. But, man, there were a lot of reasons they lost that football game last night
on both sides
of the ball.
Just to jump on that fourth down point one more time, I think the biggest thing about it, it's the fourth downs and the field goals themselves. But maybe more than that, it's that the Bills aren't that team.
Yeah.
They weren't that team.
They were out of character, right, last night?
Yeah, that's it. It's how come in the biggest game you changed what you do? Because Bills fans had, gotten used to seeing them be aggressive and seeing that they were – I mean, they're the team in the NFL that kicked field goals the least in those spots. And last night, they made it a habit. And it's just kind of – that's the thing, I think, is you have that confusion of, wait a minute, you changed today? Why? You know, just because it's the AFC Championship game. And it makes you wonder a couple other things. Not to say that, you know, I agree with you. I'm more concerned about how do you find an offense that can travel and can be like Kansas City's. But having it be out of character was troubling.
Hunter, yeah, I get it. And I think the reason you get out of character maybe is because, and you could definitely say the opposite should be true about what I'm about to say. You look on the other side, you say, that's Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Let's do whatever we can to hold on as long as we can, and we'll make a couple plays. You know what I mean? I think it's kind of similar to the first time you played, which is, let's just hold on for as long as we can and not allow a big play, and then at some point we'll get a chance. And they almost did, right, in that game where they almost got the ball in the fumble, and they would have had the ball one possession game where they get the stop on the third down. In this game, it was more like, let's hold on as long as we can, so let's just keep extending the game as much as we can instead of being aggressive, and then suddenly we have no chance.
And for me, the scariest part about the Chiefs is not that they can't stop the Chiefs. It's that they can't keep up, and we thought they could.
Yep. I understand.
All right, Mr. Capaccio, we'll see you at 10 o'clock. Yeah, sorry. Right?
Okay,
Extra
guys.
Point show today
Sounds
for
good.
Sal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.